Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Guess who's back? Four-track man. That's me. The man in the four-track. It's a very, very special occasion today. An extremely special occasion. Can you guess what it is? It goes something like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adele. Happy birthday to you. That's why I'm here. I would be remiss. It would be weird if I wasn't here to weigh in and worship this one. Adele. Adele. Yes. Happy birthday, Adele. And carry on with this episode of Raw Impressions, you two.
Thank you, Four Track Man. Indeed, today is Adele's 47th birthday.
It is.
Hi. Born in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
What a year, 1977.
It's kind of sexy sounding, 77.
66 for me.
Yep. Your birthday will come in the summer. You'll get your time.
I'm not, I'm not a real birthday guy. I don't know if I've explained this before.
I think you've mentioned it on the podcast that you don't really like celebrating your birthday.
I'm kind of proud of that fact. It's a little feather in my cap, in my mud cap. Yeah.
Well, I like celebrating your birthday because I'm so happy you're here. So. Wow.
I like celebrating your birthday too, although I've done it to varying degrees of success over the years.
Yes.
I'm a challenged gift giver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm a little scared this year because I did get you a presence, and it is something that you requested.
Okay.
However,
mm-hmm.
The gift itself is known. It's a notoriously lazy gift.
Oh no! Did you get me a robe? Is it a bathrobe?
I got you a robes. I got you two robes. Would you like to see them?
I'm kidding. Are you for real? You actually did get me a bathrobe?
Izzy's going to be pissed that I'm giving this to you now because we both...
Oh, my God.
We looked it over on Amazon.
Stop. You did give me a bathrobe. Lou is handing me a box for those who are listening and not watching this on YouTube. Oh, my God.
Should I go ahead and open the other one for you?
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. Woman's hooded fleece bathrobe. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. It looks like a pig is, like, it looks like Miss Piggy is coming out of this box.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's pink.
It sure is. Yeah. Ooh, that's a pink. Okay.
Yeah, Izzy and I decided that pink was good for... Although, actually, Izzy wanted this crazy, even crazier color, and I...
She did.
I backed off on that.
Yeah.
So there's one of your bathrobes, and...
Okay. I got a pink, fuzzy bathrobe, it looks like. Maybe I won't need to completely... It's like vacuum sealed in a tube. What's the other one?
This is also a robe.
Oh, wow. Has anyone seen that SNL skit? We'll have maybe a link to that in the show notes. And I got a robe. The the Christmas episode where I think Kristen Wiig, you know, she goes around and she gives everyone these like thoughtful gifts for the holidays. And then she gets one thing and it's a bathrobe. And she's like, and then I got a robe.
Mom always, I think traditionally, the joke being that mom always gets kind of
terrible gifts. She gets shafted, yeah.
On Christmas because no one really... thinks about it, because I mean, this poor, you know, as the caregiver, the life giver, the caregiver, the
mom's doing it all, and then
behind the curtain holding the levers.
Well, I think
in
there's
the kitchen.
Yeah, there's some dialogue out there about how that can shift, and you know, I think that in the world there's some dialogue about that and some noticing that, you know, their change should be had. And so did you get me anything else besides bathrobes or just these bathrobes?
I had an idea.
Not that this isn't wonderful, dear, but I'm just curious.
Okay. I had a really good idea for a gift, but it wouldn't be able to come in time. And also I was going to go shopping today. This was going to be my morning to hit the road and go out and go shopping. And I was going to go to Northampton. That's our local kind of fancy town. Fancy town, not really, but NoHo, you know, the bustling hub of Midwestern Massachusetts, the cultural hub of Midwestern Massachusetts, the town.
So you were going to go to Northampton?
I was going to go to Northampton. And go to the jewelry store. Ladies like jewelry.
You know, I'd like to say this, that it's my birthday today, but you are welcome to continue to celebrate me beyond April 3rd. And so if, you know, you happen to be in NoHo and you happen to ever stumble into a jewelry shop, you're welcome to still buy me something.
Okay. I kind of like it when you're with me and then we shop and then
maybe we should go somewhere and pick something out together.
The gift giving thing, there's a pressure to it.
I find you very hard to buy gifts for. Very hard, because maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the gifts that would really like knock your socks off are out of my budget. Because I know there are certain instruments or things, and you're not a big gear guy, but...
Well, I'm not a gear guy.
You're not a gear guy, but there are things that I know you do desire in that realm, you know, instrument-wise. And so I'd love to be able to, like, you know, present you with something so, like, oh my gosh, I never thought I would get one of these type of, you know... gifts. That's sort of my dream, is to like get you a gift like that sometime. There's been a few times I've noticed where you've mentioned certain things that you've seen other musicians have and you're like, man, I really, really like that. If only I had that, you know? And I'm like, oh gosh, I'd love to give that to him. But anyway, so that's sort of where I feel like, you know, I kind of don't know how to get you those special and useful, you know, things for your musical world. So I generally just get you a J. Crew cashmere sweater and call it a day.
You always hook me up. You hook me up for my birthday. Aww. My birthdays with you have been great.
Well, I did give you your boat tour for your birthday 1 year.
You did. My boat tour of the Connecticut River was great.
Yeah, that was nice.
I really enjoyed that.
That may have been 2 years ago.
It was.
Yeah.
Birthday, dear Adele. Happy birthday to
singing it the way that only he could.
True.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen up. Something to listen to is coming. Listen to this. This is my version of a K.C. Musgrave song. My version.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Good.
See?
Lou did this today. Lou did this today for Adele. One of the favorite songs. Lou, you want to set this one up?
Yeah, I did a multi-track recording.
Okay. Song commencing in 4 HBDs. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
1, 2, 3, 4. That grow and open your mind, things that swim with a neon glow. How we all got here, nobody knows. These are real things, these are real things. Oh, what a world, I wanna leave. All kinds of magic all around us, it's hard to believe. Thank God it's not too good to be true. Oh, what a world, the man is here. And I know you want in another life. Are we here just once? What, a billion times? Well, I wish I knew. Doesn't matter, we're here right now. I know what I feel. These are real things. These are real things. Oh, what a world, don't wanna leave. All kinds of magic all around us, it's hard to believe. Thank God it's not too good to be true.
Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hmm, that's lovely.
Minimal.
I liked it. Yeah. That's nice. Oh, such a beautiful song.
I love that song.
Oh, it's such a good one.
Just in the song, like, oh, what a world, don't want to leave. I'm like, that, it just kind of, it gets me every time.
Yeah.
You know, and then especially if my senses are heightened, if the time is heightened, if I'm feeling, you know, if I'm feeling the fragility of life, mm-hmm. which comes and goes, and those moments when you just really do feel in a real way how really fragile everything is. Like, yeah. That song, her saying that, oh, what a world, don't want to leave. It's like, it's so touching. You know, it reminds me, I mean, it's like that Listen to William song that she wrote for her brother who passed away. But, you know, look what you lost with this world, this sweet old world. You know, when a song really captures, like, just, like, you just saying, I'm glad I'm alive.
Right. As flawed as this all is.
Yeah.
I still hope to be here.
Yeah. I find it so powerful. And the recording of that song is really interesting because I think that there's some very almost, I would love to meet the producers and Casey because I do have questions, you know, there's, in one song they have what sounds like a Flaming Lips reference, like a melodic, there's a little melodic clip that sounds a lot like a song off of the Soft Bulletin. And then that song, Oh What a World, there's sort of a vocoder voice in it, which is sort of this sort of a robot sounding, you know, it's called a vocoder.
Yeah, right.
That echoes a song called It's a Beautiful World by Devo. Which is this very sarcastic, very negative, you know, it's a beautiful world we live in, you know, and it ends with like, I don't want to be in this world, you know, for you, not for me, not for me. And like, that's how the song resolves. And, so I feel because it also has a vocoder in it as well. It also has this vocal treatment that is shared with this Casey Musgrave song, the recording of Oh What a World. And I love it because it feels like it's a reference to that. And it feels
almost a response.
Yeah. And I like that it's positive.
Yeah, I do too.
Because as much as I loved the Devo version as a kid and as sort of a punk rocker and as sort of like, you know, when I had that angst, that now it's really nice to hear someone just like, I love the world.
Yeah. And they're not afraid to touch on the tenderness.
Yeah. And the turn, just like, and then there was you, and there is you, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's one of my favorite love songs, I think. And we had listened to it as Izzy and I had listened to the LP this weekend while you were away. And we mentioned this on Mini Music Monday, but it was a very tender experience. And I thought I wanted to cover it for you. Cause last birthday, that was bad because I didn't get anything, but I did make a version of Happy Birthday for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my gift. Was I spent the day making a multi-track recording of Happy Birthday, and today I really felt it would be important to share that song with you because I think we've been feeling it. So
yes. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And yeah, I was downstairs doing the dishes while you were up here working and getting ready for the podcast. And I was going through, like, my mind was going through a variety of thoughts, but I kind of landed on, oh, wow, I'm just so grateful to be here.
Yeah.
You know, like I can spin all I want about all sorts of things, but wow, I'm just really glad to be here and keep trying, you know?
Yeah.
And then I thought, gosh, what would it be like to, you know, take this as an opportunity to go, I'd love to give myself some grace. I'd love to give myself radical self-love. I'd love to try that going forward. What would that feel like? To love myself in such a radical way, you know?
I've done it a few times. It's great.
Yeah.
I've shown myself radical love here and there. You know? Like playing music for me is a big one. I mean, that's just such a...
You right. your solo shows, I think, especially, you get so wrapped up in this beautiful, like, bosom of support and love, you know, and people who I think really honor and appreciate your craft, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've talked about that must feel so, like, oh, just really filling you up. Must really fill you up in a nice way.
Yeah, and also recording and creating.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, too, besides those things where other people are giving them to you, I think just for myself, just for myself, you know, doing it, giving myself that gift. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can help you do that?
Yeah. Remind me to be easy on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things with, like, you know, of course, getting older is the wisdom. It's so totally true. As you get older, you get wiser, and you wish you had these wiser thoughts when you were younger. I feel all of that so deeply. And yet, I also just kind of want to let that go, you know, like, okay, so my younger self wasn't wise. My younger self didn't know. Okay, let's stop thinking about that and just accept that. Yeah. You know, let's maybe close that chapter on that puzzle. And, you know, maybe there's nothing to puzzle out at all. It's just, it was a time, it was a place, it was a season of my life. There were really hard things. There were some good things. But, you know, I just need to be here right now. You know, that's the most important thing. I can't go back and change any of that. And I can't change anything, you know, tomorrow. I can really only work on what's happening right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's always holidays and birthdays and New Year's are always kind of a good time to reflect on that and try to refocus yourself, I think, you know, because it's my personal New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
I always feel that way.
Your unique way of looking at it is this, every birthday is a New Year's.
Yeah.
But this is really
the New Year's. This is really my New Year's Eve, or the last night. Well, you know, it's like, this is my New Year's Day.
Yep.
And, so, I don't know. I think I'm going to just go slowly and ease my way into 47.
Now that's a soft robe.
Feels okay.
It's not soft enough. Damn.
I mean, would you like me to lie and say this is extremely soft? It's okay.
No, I want you to tell me the truth.
it's soft-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I went for the most plush. Mm-hmm. I had seen some at Muji in New York when we did those shows in December. Mm-hmm. There were some super thick ass robes there, and I was like, I should get one of these. And I was there with you, and we walked by them, and you didn't really notice them. And I just kept thinking, like, need to get robe. Robe will be appreciated at some point. I wish I had done it. And then when I went online to try to find the Muji robe online, it was not available.
Oh.
I kept putting robe in the search over and over and over again. And just candles would pop up. And I'm like, they have robes. I know they do. I've seen them
candles
at the store.
And robes, they go together.
And I was like, bathrobes. And I was like, bath candles. I'm like, no. Huh. No, where are those big, thick robes you had? Because that's what you were talking about. You wanted a big, thick robe. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the other one is thicker. I got you, too.
No, I think this will be... It's lovely. Thank you.
That one is... the other one has a hood.
Oh.
Izzy and I discussed whether you would like a hood or not.
The pink one has a hood?
Yeah, but she thought because you already wear that towel around your head for shower, you wouldn't need the hood. But I just thought, you know.
I like the option. I could have one with a hood, one without. Mm-hmm. I am sitting here pondering, do I put this in my suitcase for our upcoming trip or no?
You know,
because it seems like it might take up too much space.
Break out the pink one. Check that one out.
Or I could just leave it in that tube because it's ready to be packed.
Oh.
You know, it'll never be that tight again.
Well, you kind of want to see what it looks like. You might get it there and open it up and be like, oh, this is the one that sucks. Lou got me two robes.
Then I just leave it.
This is the one that sucks.
Leave it outside in your front lawn in LA and you blink and it'll be gone. So
drape it over a bush.
Yeah, exactly. Someone to be very happy. It's one of the great things about LA. You just drag anything you don't want, just right into your front yard, and you blink once and it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's just the magic of LA. We're going back to LA. That's what I'm referencing. We're going there for our kids' spring break.
When in doubt, go to LA.
When in doubt, just go west.
Yeah. Go west. Go hang out in LA.
Yeah. So, coming back to LA, guys, if anyone wants to welcome us with their LA arms, I don't know. We're going to go horseback riding.
Yeah, I have some reservations about that, but I'm not going to let that ruin it, you know? Yeah. I'm not going to be the dad that's like, I'm not going, you know?
You're going. I bought
the
tickets.
I'm not going. I'm not getting on that horse. I mean, I'm afraid. I've been thrown from a horse in my lifetime.
Practice trust.
Trust
the horse.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank
honey,
you.
As it continues.
This concludes the happy birthday HBD episode for the delightful Adele. Very, very delightful Adele. You know I'm a fan. You know that I'm somewhat obsessed. Let's be honest. But it's fine. We've come to an understanding. Thank you very much for listening to this, the 72nd episode of Raw Impressions. And remember, I'm back. And, before I forget, I'm going to be in a very special video debuting this week. This week on the Barlow Family General Substack. I'm going to be narrating a video of Lou trying to change his strings. And believe me, it's something to see. It takes this man a very long time to do something that could actually be quite simple. Is it any surprise that he's complicated something else? Well, you can see it for yourself. It will be debuting like I don't know when. When is it debuting, Lou?
I would think Friday. I've got a little more work to do on it. Okay. Four-track, man.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. Bon voyage. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Tschüss. See ya.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.